And here we go, guys. Episode 130 coming at you. It's a good one, guys. We
start off with a cup of coffee.
Yes.
Our cups of coffee are now gone.
And I'm mostly awake for the podcast. I haven't ate today, but I definitely have had an energy drink and a coffee. Feeling pretty good.
Well, sir, that's a problem. It's 6 o'clock. It's 7 o'clock. That's a problem.
I did get up at 2 o'clock today.
Okay.
Which is nothing. Definitely another issue. My sleep is very jacked up.
It's all right. What did we talk about today?
There's definitely a big history lesson in this. We definitely talk about some history, some current events. Tyler gives us some very intriguing history lesson about Japan and their
attack during World War II on the U.S.
You'll definitely have to give it a listen.
I did not know about this, but I learned about it, and I had to share it with you guys.
This podcast definitely isn't crazy. We're not drinking this podcast, nothing insane, but it's definitely a good listen.
If you don't know about the comet Neowise coming by now, I talk about that.
We're going to be taking some pictures of that tonight. That should be fun.
We talk about Carnival.
Carnival there at the end, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's just all around a good podcast. I apologize for not giving Tyler more shit during this. I mean, there's a little shit there. We talk about Tyler's mom's boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to him.
Mm-hmm.
Brian, I remembered your name. I'm so proud of myself.
You did ask me a question about him during this podcast.
I guess if he's listening to this right now, he's going, oh, great. No, it's good. It's good. It's okay, Brian. It's okay, Brian.
Are you sure?
The truth comes out, Brian, and you'll enjoy it. It's good.
Do you just want to get into it so Brian can figure out what happens?
Yeah, okay. Good luck, Brian. Please put your seats out in your upright position. Put your podcast belts on, and here we go. Unscripted banter with Tyler and Seth. And here we go! And welcome back to another podcast, guys. We are here. We are fierce. That's a new weird. That's the word of the day, guys. Fierce.
Don't call us fierce.
We're fierce, baby. Guys, welcome to episode 130. Thank you, live audience. Thank you. This would be Nala. Nala's our live audience. Who will be going to the door in approximately 10 to 15 minutes or less.
After she realizes she's not getting any attention.
I will have to extend one hand down to pet her the whole time.
To be fair, she's had plenty of attention today.
We went
on a very long walk around the apartment complex. She got to see some things she's never seen before. She was out late with me last night.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Taking photos. I mentioned taking photos of the night sky. Did you see my most recent post on Instagram?
I don't think I have.
Yeah, I was trying to capture the comet, which you have no idea is happening right now.
You saw it a little bit, but you didn't see it very well.
No, so there's just too much light pollution around us to make it visible. But this is my most.
Yeah, we got a little trip tonight.
This was my most recent post on Instagram.
Holy shit, that looks great. Let me share that right now.
Yeah.
That looks great.
But it's just one of those little cable towers, and it's got the stars behind it. And it turned out really well. But I was trying to take photos of the Neowise comet, which is passing our solar system right now. And I can't believe you didn't even know about this. But I'm going to show you some photos of what it looks like right now in the night sky. And it's going to be visible. Very visible for people in the Northern Hemisphere through the end of July. The closest it's going to get to Earth is going to be on July 22nd, and that'll be when it's at its brightest and biggest point. But if you just want to, scroll through and, click on some of these, this is what it looks like in the sky right now. And it looks like that every single night. So unlike your typical meteor shower where you would see meteors shoot across the sky and disappear really quick, this comet is a stagnant image.
These are pictures you've taken?
No, these are not mine.
Oh, these are. Okay.
This is a stagnant image in the sky.
But you're hoping to get a picture like this.
Exactly. And I can. I just need to get, in the right conditions. But this is what it looks like every single night in the sky as it's crossing through our solar system. And it's actually, I was doing a bunch of research on it. It is 64 million miles away. That's how far away this comet is as it passes us. And it only passes through our solar system once every 6,800 years. So this will never happen again in mine or your lifetime, obviously.
Wow.
I've actually been writing about it in my journal to my future kid, whenever that happens, talking about this. But it's super fascinating to see, and just watching people take videos of time lapses of it in the sky is kind of cool, because it's moving with the constellation in the sky. It's not just shooting across the sky. So it's really fascinating. It's approximately 3 miles across. So it's actually not that big, 3 miles across. And the tail, the line across the sky, what you're seeing is it's actually the comet going through dust particles in space, and it's the sunlight reflecting off of those dust particles, which make that tail. So yeah, I've nerded out about this comet for sure.
No, it's awesome.
But I had no idea it was a thing. I had no idea it was here until like last week. I was scrolling through Instagram and I saw some post about it. And then I started digging into it and I was like, holy shit, how did I not even know that this was happening right now? And if you're curious, if you're listening to this and you're curious about trying to see it, it is in the northern part of the sky. If you know where to find the Big Dipper, which is the easiest thing in the sky to find, it is directly under the Big Dipper. So that's where you can look for it.
So Tyler's headed there tonight to take some pictures off the lake.
Yep.
Which probably, what would you drive, about 45 minutes?
Yeah, I timed it out. It's about 30 minutes.
30 minutes? That's not bad at all.
Yeah.
So you're just going to go direct. Well, you're.
I'm not going to go directly north. I'm going to go a little east.
Okay,
yep.
A little east. About to say.
Because
probably only 20 minutes. If we hit directly to the lake, just go straight north to the lake.
It would be very quick. 15, 20 minutes, it'd be right? Quick. But I want to get out as much of light pollution as possible, which the city's right here. It's a lot of light pollution.
Yeah.
Have you ever looked at a light pollution map?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Yeah. Just like.
Dude, it's.
Yeah,
just
all the lights, yeah.
I was looking.
I mean, they don't always call them light pollution, but just seeing the light. But yeah, yeah. I remember in high school saying that. It was like, wow, light pollution. Like, that really, light's pollution? But yeah, I mean, the main people it's pollution to is photographers.
Yeah, people like
astronauts.
Me.
Like, that literally stops them from being able to, I mean, to look at the stars properly. Yeah. And, you know. But
it's so crazy to be in a place like this and still take a photo like I took, you know, and to be able to see as many stars as we can. But then when you go up to places like the UP, which is still one of my favorite places in the world, being able to look up into the sky and not only see stars, but be able to see the Milky Way across the sky, because mm-hmm. there's just zero light pollution up there. It's so crazy to see. And I was looking at our most media area, like where I could go for the best star photos. And when it comes to light pollution map around us, it's garbage. There's just lights everywhere. The most nearest place with the littlest light pollution is in a town called Hudson, Michigan, which is just about an hour away. So it's not terrible, but I do want to visit there just to like see what I can take.
So you looked at the map just to know the best spot
yep.
to go.
Yeah. Because well, you can see where the light is less dense, so I checked it out.
Get ready for some professional pictures from Tyler and some amateur pictures from me.
Well, dude,
I do enjoy photography.
If we can get a good photo of the comet, I could get you inside of a good photo with
yeah,
the comet.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll have
that'd
to do
cool.
We'll have to do a selfie too with a. Are you bringing a tripod too to like
yeah,
just
sure.
time it and just
yep.
Okay. Yeah. We should try to take some good ones for our podcast too, for our Instagram.
It'll be a good time.
Sweet. And then the sunset's at like 9 something tonight.
Yeah,
we're
9
so
o'clock.
Late here. Like, I don't know. So I'm guessing we're going to be going back the other way with time change at some point, huh?
What do you mean time change?
Daylight savings or whatever?
Oh, yeah. That's not until the fall, though. That's remember, you fall back.
Okay.
So that's where we will all get an extra hour of sleep.
That's always nice.
That's amazing. Springing forward is always the worst because you lose an hour of sleep.
Yeah.
Dude, in my sleeping book, that's crazy you brought this up. I was just reading about that or listening about it. Did you know that the day after daylight savings time, when everybody loses an hour of sleep, there's actually research that shows more people die of heart attacks, like just random things that happen after not getting enough sleep for one night. There's actually statistical rise in deaths because of daylight savings time and losing that hour of sleep.
That's crazy.
Yes.
I'm guessing it's probably older people like that are just so used to that, they're just thrown off.
I don't know the ages, but that's just how important sleep is, man.
Oh, I can very much, I could talk for a number of podcasts on how important sleep is. That's kind of what definitely, that's how I definitely respond with anxiety and stress. And then what I've dealt with bipolar, like definitely bipolar has showed its ugly head with loss of sleep. Mm-hmm. That's when it really shows itself, really. I mean, to the average person, I really don't even think you can sense that I have, or figure out that I'm bipolar unless I lose, like, when I hit, I mean, because all I have is manic, really, and that comes after losing days of sleep. So I'm one of the people that can survive on for days without sleep, but they say after so many days without sleep, like, it just kills you, like, mm-hmm. which is so crazy. I think it's like 7 or 8 days, like 8 days or something, like, supposedly you're, so that's also the crazy part, because so technically it almost seems like, well, anybody's gonna go fucking bipolar after so many days of no sleep.
Yeah, it doesn't it doesn't seem like you need.
This is the dilemma I've had even with trying to understand what exactly I have, and is it really bipolar? And definitely manic bipolar does come about after loss of sleep, but in my daily life, I'm really, the main thing I struggle with is anxiety and mm-hmm. stress. I'm not,
which, shout out to one of our listeners.
Yes, one of our listeners hooked me up with a few pills of a handful of CBD pills, so I'm excited to take this. And I find it interesting that gender identification is she. She just takes them when she feels the anxiety coming on, which I find that interesting. Do 2 per day. I wonder if she just, can you do one at a time? I mean, maybe just one at a time.
You're a bigger fellow, though.
Yeah, I'm a little bit bigger. 11 per day. What? But yeah, so she's not taking them regularly per se, but just when anxiety. Mm-hmm. But then, I mean, she might be taking regular. She might be dealing with anxiety every day. I don't know. But it seems like this seems to work for her, so I'm excited to try this. Give it a little whirl.
Mm-hmm. See, I mean, why not?
Why not?
By the way, how was we never got to talk about it. How was your experience last Saturday on your little gummy over there?
On my what?
On your little gummy.
Oh, yeah. I got a little
cross-faded.
Cross-faded for sure with drinking rum and Coke, too.
Mm-hmm.
It was all right. I look forward to try it without drinking so much. I think I dimmed me up a little bit, but it was okay. Gave a little bit of a weird feeling.
Mm. Usually edibles do.
But, yeah.
Edibles are different.
I'd love to do it again.
Yeah, so you took 10 milligrams.
10 milligrams.
You took half of one.
And then I still was drinking.
Yeah, I don't find it enjoyable to drink and be on edibles.
I think I agree with you. I think, yeah.
That's why I stopped after I took it. I didn't want to drink after that.
I shouldn't have. I'm just so used to drinking.
I know. I took 20 milligrams. I
enjoy drinking.
I tell you, sir, when I was high, right?
Yeah.
I was very high and felt good. Felt good.
Yeah, it was a fun evening. We both, nobody was able to stay up and watch the whole fights. We passed out. I passed out, and then you went to bed. Used me as an excuse. Whatever.
You know, our family knew we were just completely toasted.
No, they were wanting to head out anyways. I don't think that was the reason.
No, that's not the reason that they left. They just knew that we were toasted.
They definitely knew. But we were all having a good time. But yeah, we missed. The fights weren't too exciting. Nothing crazy, really. I think some of those.
Well, we missed
fights,
the main fights.
Yeah, I ended up watching them. Well, I watched them with Joe Rogan. We didn't know Joe Rogan. Remember,
did a fight companion. I watched the fight companion too.
Did you watch it with the
podcast? I didn't watch him. I just kind of listened in the background.
It was on there. It was on there.
I just didn't.
You just didn't. Yeah, it was great with I loved to tune it up.
Yeah.
With it, and so I had the sound. So I had, I had it on my iPad. I had the
fight companion or the
sound,
fights?
No, the fight was on the, and then on the big screen with the sound up higher.
Companion.
The companion.
Gotcha.
And that was a good one.
Yeah, so.
It was a good one.
Normally for the fight companions, it's not Tony Hinchcliffe and Joey Diaz, but them three together, they have good chemistry. And we actually saw Tony Hinchcliffe live when we saw Joe Rogan.
Yep.
And he's fucking hilarious if you don't know
he's great.
Who he is. But that was a good fight companion for sure.
Yeah, it was. It seemed like such the three most odd people hanging out together and clicking so well. Mm-hmm. It was fantastic.
Just all very different.
Oh, my gosh.
That's funny.
Freak, what's his name? The big guy.
Diaz.
Diaz. Dude, he is a trip, man.
He's just something else.
He's a fucking trip, man.
He's a different.
I love him, man. He is.
I mean, Joe Rogan to this day will always call him the funniest person he's ever met. So.
Oh, dude, he was constantly. Joe Rogan was constantly freaking shitting himself laughing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And, yeah, just, oh, my gosh. He was just kept going and kept going. He was just fantastic. It was a very good podcast.
I agree.
And, and they were all, so basically it turns into more, depending on how the fight's going, it turns into more dialogue back and forth.
Depends on who's fighting as well.
Depending on who's fighting and stuff. But then they put a little timer in the corner to tell you how much time is left on it, because so you can queue it up if you're not watching live or whatever. I know we've done it once with the companion, I think.
Yeah.
The two of us. But, we completely forgot to check. We talked about how Joe Rogan wasn't there, and then we forgot to look and see a companion. We just didn't think it was going to happen.
I did not think it would happen.
I'm hoping he does another one this week. Maybe he'll do one tomorrow. I don't know.
That's the thing. They don't really advertise when they're doing it, do they?
No, they don't. He did advertise that one on his Instagram or Twitter or something, but I missed it. And then I saw it. I was like, ah, dang it! And I ended up watching it Sunday.
Did you?
Yeah, we didn't go to Nana's that Sunday, so I watched it. Mm-hmm. I watched pretty much the whole thing with the fight companion. It was fantastic.
That's awesome.
It was great.
Dude, what did you think of the coffee?
It was all right. Okay? It has an interesting bite to it.
It's a Death Wish coffee. It's got the skull and crossbones on it.
I taste a little death in it. I for sure taste a little death in it.
Well, sir, what did you put in your Death Wish coffee that ruined it?
I put a little sugar and cream.
Yeah. Milk. Yeah, see? You got to understand.
But I tried it before. It had a very sharp bite.
The darker bowls.
Boy, you like that shit. Oh, you love that shit. You
fucking put it in a needle and...
Oh my god!
Injected into my arm, buddy.
You don't have to worry about Tyler shooting up heroin. Just coffee, man. So tomorrow we're going to your mother's.
Yes.
I'm pumped. Brian texted me the other night, and he's doing ribs too. He's doing freaking everything. And I had a funny conversation with him back and forth that you'll get a kick out of.
Okay.
And, I told him that I would ask you something on this podcast, and his response was, laugh out loud, no!
Okay.
But it was funny.
But you're going to ask me anyways.
I was drinking, hanging out at home, drinking, which he probably figured out. And
what were you drinking? What were you on?
Rum and Coke. Just some rum. I wasn't really too tipsy. I was just chilling. I was just chilling. But he asked me if you were coming tomorrow. And I was like, I'm pretty sure. But... oh, yeah, I was going to get to the... What all did he say he was... Oh, yeah. Smoked ribs, pulled pork, fuck yeah, and chicken wings. Holy shit, man.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
I'm going to be... My stomach's going to be stuffed tomorrow, dude. And, so Brian is... they're probably listening to Park. Hi, Brian. Hi, Deanna.
You can't even fucking say that without smiling, can you?
I know. Well, because Brian's like cussing at me probably right now because I'm about to ask you something.
Because he knows what's coming.
He knows what's coming. So the funny part is that we're texting back and forth just a little bit. And he asked me, is Tyler coming? And I'm like 99% sure. And then my next text is, he doesn't like you though.
Okay.
And I just leave it like that for a while. But I'm too nice of a guy. I can't even wait a while for him to respond. I had to quickly text within 2 minutes. I was like, I'm so fucking with you. I can't believe I typed that laugh out loud. And he's like, laugh out loud. It was like, I texted, I can't even wait for you to respond to say I was joking. I'm not very good at being mean is what I said. And then he was like, hey, Brian, sorry for sharing these so private texts.
Yeah, did you even have his permission to do this? Oh, my.
Fuck no, I didn't. No, I'm not saying his last name. He's all right. You know, I'm not saying which Brian boyfriend this is of your mother's.
Jeez. Way to get yourself into more trouble.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. And now he's going to get a kick out of this. But I hope so. You know, I had a couple drinks. I'm chilling, you know. Mm-hmm. Just happy to talk to Brian. I think he's a great guy.
Sure.
And, yeah, was that about it? Oh, yeah.
Hello.
I said, I told him, I said, it seems like he likes you, I said. Talking about you like a Brian,
mm-hmm.
and because I think I might even ask you one time, and then I said, I will awkwardly ask him during the podcast. So Tyler, do you like
this?
Brian?
Is the question,
Brian? What do you think of Brian? Are you willing to say how much you fucking hate him, like you told me before the podcast?
I mean, this is anticlimactic. I thought it was going to be something different.
Okay. Oh, now you're so disappointed.
A little bit.
No, I don't mind telling Brian how much I fucking hate him. I thought it was going to be something exciting question.
Yeah, I mean, we all know he's a piece of shit. But like, no, just kidding. No, I'm kidding. No, I like Brian. I think he's cool.
No, he is cool.
He's a very cool guy.
And I remember asking you about that, and I know we had only nice things to say about him.
I would say out of all of my mom's other boyfriends,
yeah,
he's definitely the least douchiest.
Oh my gosh, I was gonna say something like that too, and I just didn't know how to articulate or like, but I didn't want to say that out of turn too, because like I felt like that would be better coming from you guys.
Like, he's not a douche, but like definitely the least douchiest for sure.
Yeah, he raised the bar.
Yeah, definitely.
He definitely raised the bar. Like, she did good. We don't know how she got him, but
I don't care how she got them, because it doesn't matter.
Whatever, you know. It's, I mean, miracles happen. Love you, Dana. I'm just joking.
No, you're not. He's shaking his head no right now. He is shaking his head.
But yeah, they've been together for over a year now, and we're going over there to eat tomorrow. And
has it been
fun.
Over a year?
I think it's getting close to a year, right?
Has it been?
They've definitely been talking for more than a year, I think.
Wow, maybe. Holy shit, time flies.
Your time has flown. Well, she started. Your mom started trying to sell the house like about a year ago.
Damn, so it might be.
But yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. I'm a big ribs man. Anytime you can cook your food slow, like just have that slow cook.
Slow.
Oh my gosh, seasoned well, mm-hmm. and all that, and he just did wings last time, which were
amazing.
And this dude, he's doing fucking pulled pork.
The wings were great. There was two different kinds, like a
ribs,
normal and then a hot.
Yeah, fuck, dude.
Oh man,
it was great.
Yeah, I'm excited. It should
be
fun.
My ranch over. I love mixing.
Do you even know
ranch.
Who all is going?
It might probably the same amount of same people that went last time. I'm guessing.
Nan and Poop are going.
Oh, Nan and Poop are going too.
Yep, they're
going
to be there.
Oh shit. Okay. Well,
so I was wondering if
my food fast. Then
I was wondering if. Anyone else is coming over.
Oh, yeah. Oh, cool. Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nana and Poopa never really... I mean, we don't always... Because we're always down there, too. Nobody usually... But I'm looking forward to fixing my place up a little bit more. It'll be so funny when my place looks here, looks so sharp and right in the ghetto, but my place looks so sharp. And I don't mind having people come on over. Because I'm going to put up nice art and everything. I've already got a number of paintings. I just got to put up that shit.
I need more...
I got my TV stand put together.
I need more naked ladies in here.
Yeah, that's what we put down for my basement.
Naked ladies in the basement.
I could turn my basement into straight up red room from 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, don't do that.
That would be funny. There's even a gate down there, like a gate. Like, oh my gosh, yeah. I could do some fun photo shoots. Just
now you're getting creepy.
That gate, you know.
Your shooting name is going to be Buffalo Bill.
Puts the lotion on. I couldn't be a very good Buffalo, but I'd start laughing.
I do need more artwork in here, though. But I just don't know what. Because I moved a lot of my artwork into my room when I rearranged my apartment here. which you're a fan of.
Rearranged today or
today
this week? Okay, today.
Did it today?
So you definitely got bored today.
I woke up and was like, I want to change it.
No, it looks
great. I like the way it looks.
Great. Just like I just wish you had some curtains, but I'm not. You're not anti-light like I am.
No, I love me some light.
I'm very much a fan of curtains, especially with the movies. I'm a long man. I watch a lot of TV, so. Oh yeah, and the thing with cooking, did I bring up the whole? I got some inspiration for cooking steak watching Joe Rogan when he had a chef on there, and I talked about
yeah,
how
you told me
steaks.
About that.
Yeah, yeah, I brought that on the podcast. Mm-hmm. But I'll just mention again real quick since it's coming to mind, a little trick that this professional chef that was on Joe Rogan said when cooking steak is high heat in small increments. So what you do is you take the steak, you put it on the heat for a little bit, I think no more than 30, 45 seconds, and then pull it off. So you're putting the heat back, you take it on and off repeatedly and let it slowly cook in a way, mm-hmm. but just that does something, shocks the meat or something, does something to the meat or whatever that's, you know, it's just a trick the chef does that supposedly really good when you're cooking. So there's a little tip, you can look that up and see what information you can find on that, but... Which that's kind of perfect for me because I do like cooking at high heat and just I'm big on taking things on and off.
I'm a low heat guy. Easy.
You're a low heat guy, which is of course low heat and for a long time that's good for pork and all that kind of stuff. But steak are definitely different. But man, what else is going on in this crazy world? I feel like we should be doing a podcast. We would have to be doing a podcast every single day to keep up with all the craziness going on in our world today.
There's nothing going on.
Did we talk? We talked about a couple days ago that Epstein's chick got his madam or whatever got arrested. Hopefully they keep her alive. She might have a bunch of information, videos of, you know, Epstein, of course, supposedly killed himself, even though so he's the one that had the island where he would go back and forth. It seems make believe. It seems like it's a conspiracy thing, but there really is an island that. Underage girls would be flown to, and very powerful men would sleep with these girls and underage. There's probably, you know, supposedly as young as 9, supposedly, but the girls are starting to be old enough now and get the nerve to come out. And now that other girls, some girls, I mean, that's the big thing with me too, is that you get some girls coming out, then more will come out, you know. And then, you know, there's always those douchebags that will take advantage of the situation and lie about this, you know. Mm-hmm. But I think in this situation, you know, somebody probably saw you and can confirm that, oh, yeah, I saw you there on the island. But there could be some people on the chopping block. You got the prince over there and one of the big princes there in Great Britain or whatever. He's been called out for sleeping with underage women.
What's his name?
And there's even pictures of him with them.
Is it Charles?
Not Charles. That's he's in line to the throne. He's the second line to the throne. It's one of the princes. Away.
Henry.
No, Harry's the son.
Or
Harry's
Harry.
Fuck
if I know that.
You're throwing people into the boat. He's the one that married the American girl. Who, they're now living in the U.S. Because man, that's a whole nother story there with just what they just. Constantly in the media and stuff, they were brutalizing their relationship. It was mm-hmm. disgusting, like how, people complain about the U.S. and racism and stuff like that. Like, oh man, so a lot of these other countries, they don't even understand how bad it is in other countries.
Did you see the Twitter, the verified Twitter accounts being hacked? Did you see that shit?
Yes.
That was interesting.
I don't know, one of the, I mentioned you, Timcast, which is a really good, very knowledgeable guy, a really good podcast to watch, and he streams live on YouTube, but they were almost thinking that maybe it was a response to what's going on with China, and the a lot of people aren't even that aware of that there was just a big, the president just signed a big thing with China, because we're having, there's major issues now with China, and they've taken over supposedly land in India, and they're pushing their border in. So, mm-hmm. And then with Hong Kong, the big thing is an executive order. He just signed an executive order with China, like trying to come after China. I don't know all the details of it, but there's a lot that goes into it, and just like trying to limit them and stop them from doing damage to us, and you know, to come after them. And in fact, from what I understand, even like Australia is flipping out a little bit too, and they're starting to rev their army back up, because they even just spoke against China, saying all they asked was please investigate the coronavirus. China fucking threatened them. Like, just the response was to threaten them. And so, I mean, Australia is right there. But
what did Australia ever do to anybody?
I know. Australia. I know. Australian. Poor Australia, and all their land being burnt and everything. And yeah, they're definitely an ally. And but yeah. And but then too, like, it's man, Tim made it a very bold claim. But if you think about it, it's kind of crazy. He said that China is the next, or is the modern day Germany. Because people don't talk a lot. There's concentration camps in there's a lot of like Muslims and stuff in these camps. There's camps that, I mean, we don't even know a lot of details about, but there's people being held against their will for just because they can, or maybe they assume they did something or whatever, and you know.
Yeah, like, I mean, that wouldn't surprise me.
But yet those exist, and I guess a lot of them are populated by a lot of Muslims too, and then who knows what else. But yeah, I mean, I definitely heard about the thing with India, them trying to push. They took over some of the land there that was pushing into India a little bit. So, I mean, I think we're definitely at a cyber war, I feel it, to an extent at times. I mean, that's the big thing with TikTok now. They're talking about shutting down.
Yeah, TikTok's going to disappear
TikTok
here soon.
TikTok probably,
that'll be
unless
gone.
We can prove, and I think it's so hard to prove that they're not getting that information. They own TikTok.
Yeah.
They own TikTok. Anytime a business owns TikTok, that is infiltrated by the Chinese government. They have people, a lot of those people are directly connected, and they, I mean, it's a communist government. People don't understand it's communist, and oh, it just scares me when you have, I reposted something on Facebook where they were just, we want communism. These people were just saying how they want communism. Like, do you even know what communism does and what it, and it seems good. And especially the younger generation, like, oh, all this free stuff and like, and all this stuff you have to give up. Yeah. They don't even understand what it happens. I mean, look at China. Look at Hitler. I mean, it doesn't take.
I mean, it didn't turn out too good for Hitler. So,
but that was war. Man, I was looking at. I didn't realize how long it took us to start standing up to Hitler, because it was kind of just so out of sight and out of mind. And it took years before we ever got involved in World War II. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. I guess I vaguely maybe knew that, but there was a really good history. I started watching on Netflix, and they kind of talk about information that aren't widely talked about. Like, his goal is to talk about the things that people aren't talking about, and the misinformation. And there's like a whole series.
What's the name of it?
Netflix. I need to try to bring it up, but anyways. But anyways, Tyler, I'm talking your ear off. I apologize, but there's lots of things going on. It'd be interesting to see what the future holds. I hope that we don't go to war. Of course, I think it might be more of a sorry beer thing, or more blocking each other's shippings. You know. Hurting each other in different ways. Hopefully we don't go to war, but man, if they keep on advancing, if that's a thing where they want to keep on advancing, or if they try to just take over Hong Kong, which the treaty says that they're supposed to be they're supposed to be free, and then issue two, where I went last year. Next, Taiwan. You got Taiwan over there. They want Taiwan, and they've tried to take steps to take back Taiwan at times. I mean, so it's kind of an interesting thing with our, when it gets to, like, world news and stuff with deal with China and stuff. But I would say it will probably be the best move to get rid of TikTok. If you have TikTok on your phone, it's probably not, I still have it on my phone. I probably shouldn't have
it on
my
phone. Delete that if I were you, sir.
I should probably delete that. I guess I'm not too worried about them having my information, but you know, who knows what they could do with it, what they would do with it. You know, they might even try to steal money from people's accounts and stuff like that.
I could see some Black Mirror shit where they create a Seth in China with your information.
Seth, I need your lungs now.
China's fascinating. It really is. The one thing that I watched, the History 101 that I believe I talked about in the last podcast, there was something about China on there, about how fast their country developed and how fast it took them to get to where they are right now, where it just exploded super fast and in rates that were not sustainable. They were talking something specifically about, like, oh, I got a burp. Hang on.
Oliver Stone's Untold History in the United States.
Oh, I've seen that.
Okay, yeah. There's like a...
But specific one thing. They were specifically talking about how...
12 episodes.
How much material was used in the development of China at such a fast rate. Like how much concrete they used to build their cities and their roads just within like a matter of years. It was something like stupid astronomical compared to what we used in the U.S. for like an entire year. Like it just crazy how fast that they developed. And you'd be a fool to think that they wouldn't come at you in a cyber war for sure.
It definitely is.
It's going to be. It's going to be this thing right here.
Yep, it's a new way of war, you know.
Yeah.
And then there was the issue with their Huawei phones and stuff. I was like, what?
You can't use Huawei in the U.S.
I mean, the crazy part is like this is so extreme. But I think about this. What is something that's happened with phones before? Is they're able to overheat the battery and the phone will explode, and it could like I think it's killed a couple people like in the past.
What you're speaking about specifically was the Notes. I think it was the Note 8 or the Note 7. That wasn't something like specifically targeting people. That was just an actual problem.
They could do that with a phone.
I mean, yeah, whatever, I guess, you know? Maybe remotely.
But too, I mean, well, dang, I mean, all it takes is knowing where you're located exactly, and they can just send a heat signal, bomb at you or whatever.
Man, isn't that crazy that was actually an issue? Like, if you had that specific phone, you were not allowed on planes.
That is crazy.
That's fucking nuts. What kind of publicity, what kind of bad publicity does that give your company? It's crazy.
It's interesting, too, with the newest, the movie with, about the president and the Secret Service agent. Really good movie. Oh, my gosh. What's does it sound familiar? But anyways, the opening scene in that, they're trying to kill the president with drones. Like, they're just there's bombs on the drones.
The question, who's the president in this?
Black guy.
Denzel Washington?
No, not Denzel Washington.
That was the first thing I thought of.
Older guy. Phenomenal actor.
Oh, Morgan Freeman?
Morgan Freeman, yeah.
Is this like White House Down or some shit?
Yeah. But this is the newest one. It's like,
is it White House Down or Olympus Has Fallen?
Yeah, they're all fallen, aren't they? Well, no. There's two different ones.
There is.
He's the president for both, isn't he?
There's way too many.
I think there is a bunch, but they're really good.
I know what you're talking about. I haven't seen them all, though.
But so the newest one deals with like the CIA, or no, the Secret Service guy, the main guy, that's he gets that make it look like he is trying to kill the president.
Mm.
But anyways, there's just I'm just thinking about technology and the future and everything, and drones is a big thing. So basically, in this opening scene, there's a bunch of drones in the sky, and they're just controlling them, which is so easy today. I mean, you can literally program them to write things in the sky and move all around. It's unbelievable. It's amazing, but doesn't take much to just strap little bombs to all those things and just have those just target one person and kill them. And that's what they were trying to do. I mean, and that's something that, I mean, is not very hard to do. Yeah. That I would say that would be more of a common way to kill somebody in the future when you just want to target one person, like strap a little bomb to it and just have it go straight to that target. You have their GPS or their phone or whatever and take them out, you know? It's, yeah. I would say those are the two big things that have really just blown up in popularity and technology is drones and cell phones, right? That's the two things that pop in my head.
Cell phones are starting to plateau for sure.
For sure. I think the way they're headed, which I don't know how it will be slow going, I feel. For one thing, it will be expensive, but the whole eyeglasses thing. I love the idea of it, and I think I'd want some.
I know Apple's working on some right now.
For one thing, Apple's look cool. I don't know if those are accurate. I think they did a promotion, they released the information on what their plans were for the future for it, and they looked sharp. And the idea of just putting on glasses and looking around your room, and you can still see normally, but things like, it might give you the option, you know, to turn your lights on, you know, mm-hmm. or point out things in the room. You could probably even have where, you know, just sitting on the counter is the temperature, the time, you know, just by looking, you know. I mean, it can put things in your Pokemon Honey would be amazing. Pokemon Honey would be amazing.
Well, that's in the new iPads. They have that LiDAR sensor to make your, your 3D, or what do they call it? Not 3D, augmented reality more realistic.
Mm-hmm.
They were talking about putting them in the new iPhones, but apparently the LiDAR is not going to be in them. But those new iPad Pros, they've got the LiDAR sensor, makes it super realistic, like as far as holding your iPad up in a room and it creating things in your room for you. It's like super good for people that are super into like interior design and shit like that. Like you can build an entire room and see what it looks like inside of your house, like mm-hmm. right now. Like that's pretty cool.
So Google tried to do the glasses thing probably 5 years ago and it went nowhere.
Wasn't it called Google Glass?
Yeah, Google Glass. I don't think it went anywhere, and I would say it didn't go nowhere because basically I don't think it was augmented reality yet. I think it was just basically like a car where it just projects it onto the glasses,
mm-hmm.
and then you just see that there or here or have a screen.
Yeah.
What Apple is trying to do is augmented reality, like things move around, just like so basically. Like what Tyler was saying, with like you hold up your iPad, you look like when you look through glasses, you see everything.
Right.
But then there's things within that reality, like, I mean, you could have like a pet robot, like
it'd be weird as shit. Stuff.
There's even a guy that had, which this is called VR, but what's the thing about VR is that you're limited by the space you're in.
Mm-hmm.
So he put his entire apartment in the VR. So he wouldn't run into anything because he can see where, like, the kitchen is and everything.
Right.
He sees every part of his kitchen, and then, like, he'd have, like, a shooting game going on in his the virtual reality, but within the parameters of his
apartment.
Apartment.
Yeah, that's it's, like, fucking sweet.
Genius. Amazing. So, but yeah, it's exciting to see. You know, hopefully that volcano in the U.S. won't explode and kill us all.
Yellowstone.
Oh, this dog just farted on me. Oh, my gosh. What the fuck?
She's chill. Let her go.
Oh. Oh, fuck. I need some air.
You sure that's not you, buddy?
Oh, that's definitely not me.
No, it was not that bad. Seth has just left the table.
her fucking asshole is right below
right,
me.
Right by you, yeah.
Like, gas fucking rises, dude. Fuck you, Nala.
Dude, so we were talking about the idea of like drones being something that could potentially, weaponized. For sure, yeah. And this made me think of something that I learned about a while ago listening to a podcast. Do you I don't know if we've even talked about it before. Do you know about the Japan's killer World War II balloons? Do you know about these?
No.
Okay. So when I read about these, or when I heard about these, I was blown away because I had no idea these things existed. But basically, Japan had bombs that they planned to use to bomb the continental United States. What they would do is they would attach bombs to high-altitude air balloons and fly them over the Pacific Ocean into the U.S.
What
the fuck? Yeah, dude, I can't believe you didn't know about this.
Did they make it?
Okay, so this is where, like, the podcast starts. They start talking about this. I had no idea this was a thing in World War II. But basically, the only victims of these balloons was a small group that went to church in Oregon 70 years ago. So basically, it was in a failed attempt by Japan to bomb the United States with these bombs. It was not until the war was already over that these bombs claimed their first victim. So this is a bizarre story.
Oh my gosh, this sounds crazy.
I pulled it up on here because I wanted you to learn about this, and this is going to be a little bit of a history type read here, so just kind of bear with me as I go through this. But my site right now is on the history.com. This is a true thing. This actually happened. But it was a spring of 1945. Was a season of change, not only one where the minister and his wife, I'm not going to say her name because I can't pronounce it, expecting their first child, but he also had accepted a new post as a pastor of the Christian and Missionary Alliance Church in the sleepy logging town of Bly, Oregon. Then it kind of goes on here. After lumbering up a one-lane gravel road, Mitchell parked his sedan and began to unload picnic baskets and fishing rods as his wife, 5 months pregnant, and the children explored a knoll sloping down to a nearby creek. When 13-year-old Joanne spied a strange white canvas on the forest floor, this curious girl summoned the rest of the group. "Look what we found." The wife called to her husband, "Back to the car. It looks like some kind of balloon." The pastor glanced over at the group and gathered in a tight circle around the oddity 50 yards away. As one of the children reached down to touch it, the minister began to shout warning, but never had the chance to finish. A huge explosion rocked the placid mountainside. His wife and the unborn baby and the 5 children were killed almost instantly by the blast. When a forest ranger in the vicinity came upon the scene, he found the victims radiating out like spokes around a smoldering crater and the 26-year-old minister beating his wife's burning dress with his bare hands. What U.S. military investigators sent to the blast scene immediately knew, but didn't want anyone else to know, was that the strange contraption was a high-altitude balloon bomb launched by Japan to attack North America. After American aircraft bombed Tokyo and other Japanese cities during the raid in 1942, Japanese military command wanted to retaliate in kind, but its manned aircrafts were incapable of reaching the west coast of the United States. What the Japanese military lacked in technology, however, made up for in geography. Since the 13th century, when a pair of cyclones foiled the fleets of, I can't say that name, Japanese had long believed that the gods had dispatched divine winds called kamikaze to protect them during World War II. The military thought that the winds could save them once again, since a scientist had discovered that a westerly river of air 30,000 feet high, known as the jet stream, could transport hydrogen-filled balloons to North America in 3 to 4 days. For 2 years, the military produced thousands of balloons with skins of lightweight but durable paper made from mulberry wood that was stitched together from mulberry wood that was stitched together by conscripted schoolgirls, obviously to their sinister purposes. Using 40-foot-long ropes attached to the balloons, the military mounted devices and 30-pound-high explosive bombs rigged to drop over North America and spark massive forest fires that would instill panic and divert resources for more effort. Isn't this fucking wild, dude? And it goes on a lot farther here, and it gets into more detail about, like, this jet stream and how this is possible. But, like, just the idea of like finding that jet stream 30,000 feet high and using that to your advantage and crafting air balloons with bombs on them to reach the United States and just cause mass hysteria. It's fucking crazy. And all of those efforts gone to waste, and it only killing this one family in just a freak accident. They ended up finding them, and apparently there is, I can't remember the number, I don't know if I see it in here either, of how many they actually launched versus how many that have been found. And there are still bombs somewhere in the western part of the United States that have not been found since they've got sent over. So there's always a possibility of someone finding one of these and potentially being killed.
Looks like?
Yeah, I can show you a photo of it.
That's crazy. You know, just in case I stumble across one. But they don't. Dude, but you never how know. Do they know for sure that some made over here? There's still more that made it over here. Like, there's this a chance they could have been blown up on the way or something. Like, you know.
I mean, that's possible as well.
So
but
they
like,
don't know for sure.
But this is kind of what they look like. It literally looks just like a hot air balloon and some strings going down, and then that's where the bomb is attached at the bottom of it.
Okay, so it'd be connected to something. But mm-hmm. It's hard to know what the. That's crazy.
This is a little more. Like the background of it, kind of like a little detailed version of what
but
it was
they were
like.
Hoping that once the air goes out of it, it would just explode once it hits, I would think, right?
So when I was listening to the podcast, it was explaining into detail how they made it, which was fascinating. So like on the bomb, you see these brown things right here? These are weights, and these were supposed to drop after certain amounts of time in the air to make the balloon, for whatever reason, start, what's the word I'm looking for?
To go up higher, then? Like.
Not to go up higher. I don't know how they did this. I can't remember how they did this, but they rigged it to where it would start dropping over a certain amount of time. That way it would reach the United States and hit the ground in the U.S. It was so fascinating how they did it. I can't remember all the details about it, but I will have to find the podcast and shout it out on
but
here.
Only that one. How many do they know how many they tried to send over?
Let me see if it's in here.
That's crazy. How many years after the, like, how long after the war was over did that claim the life of those people?
Not long. 1945. Let me see if I can find it here. Gotta be here somewhere. Oh, it says the Japanese military launched more than 9,000. Obviously, most of the balloons fell harmlessly into the Pacific Ocean, but more than 300 of the low-tech white orbs made the 5,000-mile journey across the ocean, and were spotted fluttering in the skies over the western United States and Canada, from Holy Cross, Alaska, all the way to Arizona, and even as far as Grand Rapids, Michigan. In March 1945, one balloon even hit a high-tension power line and caused a temporary blackout in Hanford, Washington, plant that was producing plutonium that would be used in the atomic bomb dropped on Nagasaki 5 months later. Holy shit, that's crazy. None of the balloons, however, had caused any injuries until Mitchell's church group came across the wreckage in the mountains. It's such a fascinating story.
Mommy, what's this?
Definitely look into it if it's something that you're interested in, because I remember, I was on my way home from getting an oil change in Sandusky listening to this podcast about it, and I just remember the entire time sitting in my truck just fucking mind blown the entire time. I couldn't even remember the journey home. I was just following the lines in the road listening to this, and I was like, holy fuck, I can't believe this thing actually happened. And why did I never learn about this in school? Like, why was this not something that we talked about in school? Because this is fascinating stuff. I feel like if I was a teacher, I'd come up with a better curriculum than what they got.
Oh yeah. I know history is so like history is something I really wasn't into until after school, I feel like. And as I got older, I'm more and more intrigued by
it's
history.
It's always like that.
And feel like they make documentaries so much more better too nowadays. Man, documentaries used to be so fucking boring. They do them so well nowadays. Mm-hmm. You know, just intrigue and saying things like that.
They can get you hook, line, and sinker.
Right. Saying things that you don't even think about or don't even know about, like that. Look how you were drawn into that. Like, hearing new things that, you know, a lot of things don't, people don't talk about, you know? Yeah. I remember hearing, it just kind of popped up when the war in Iraq was going on. Was it a war in Afghanistan or Iraq? Like, a lot of the stories of the, a lot of the soldiers are just so annoyed by news because they would only talk, you know, news is always, it's got so much, you used to at least got some good news. Now they're just all over the place. Like, it's scary to watch interviews because, man, they don't even interview the person. They let them talk for a little bit, and then the guy that's supposed to be doing the interview is sharing his opinion and how, yeah. No, you're wrong. Like, this is what it is. Like, aren't you supposed to...
Don't you have me on the show?
What is your job exactly? Yeah. Aren't you supposed to be interviewing him? Aren't you supposed to be the non-biased news? Like, that doesn't even really exist anymore.
No, it doesn't.
But anyways, they talked about how the soldier would play with the kids. And he got a good feel for it and would play for the kids, and then got a good sense when something bad was going to happen because mom would come out and call all the kids away, and then they knew to strap up and get ready because somebody might be about to roll in because, you know, the families would get warnings if something was about to go in. So anytime they were in public, like, they would play with the kids and have fun with the kids, play soccer or whatever. Then mom would come and call the kids, and they'd be like, all right.
Interesting.
Stay on guard. Sure enough, you know, somebody would probably come through or whatever. But that's fascinating. That was pretty clever and interesting, you know. But just one little tidbit there. But that was the same war. That was before even all the crazy people were always raving about fake news. But there was one news channel that just wrote out our whole entire plan in the sand. And just gave away what exactly we were about to do on national TV.
That actually happened?
Yeah. I think that was during the Iraq War or something. Yeah. It was, you know, Afghanistan, which kind of just run together, and just, which is a crazy thing to start talking about. Like, we didn't even have a reason to go into Iraq, even though, I mean, he was definitely a horrible dictator and killed thousands of his own people. Good amount of the people were definitely happy to see him gone, but
and there's two sides to everything, I guess. Yeah. Like,
but the thing is, like, he didn't come out and be like, no, I don't have any weapons of mass destruction, come in and look. He didn't do that. He didn't think they were gonna really infiltrate. He didn't think they were gonna attack him. But anyways, man, we are all over the place as usual. Exciting history. China, Iraq, Japan, and their floating bombs in the air. That's unbelievable. That's really interesting.
Fucking crazy stuff. That's where you learn about things like that, and you go, oh, you know, life really isn't boring. I'm just not looking hard enough for things that interest me.
Yeah. It's crazy. Like, man, this 2020, man, we're making history, man. This has been a crazy year. Politics and then just the whole coronavirus thing.
Did you see NASCAR?
It's
had
just insane.
NASCAR had fans in Bristol.
In Bristol,
30,000.
Oh, what? Last night?
I think it was.
Is that Sunday? No, Sunday night. Right? 30,000. But so we usually in August go to the race. I've been to one, but it's already been canceled. No fans. That kind of sucks. But, of course, in Michigan, too, that has really struggled.
Yeah, this was in Tennessee.
Tennessee's been doing pretty good.
That's where this race was at, and they had 30,000 fans in the stands. All spaced out, obviously, but it was pretty cool.
I mean, like I've said before, if we could, you know, be careful, wash your hands regularly, wearing a mask. If you're an older person, if you have health issues, stay quarantined. And don't let people that are out living their normal lives come in. I mean, that's your responsibility to not let them, you know, come and interact with you, you know, because mm-hmm. that's what happens. Like, we can go about life, you know, and then they're saying that the average age for all the people that are getting infected right now are it's like 31, which is probably a good, I mean, we definitely got a good spike from, I mean, when everybody started, I keep on saying picketing, but that's the wrong.
It's protesting.
Protesting. When we started protesting.
You got picketing on the mind people, all the time.
People completely forgot about coronavirus. It's like it didn't even exist anymore. So, I mean, like, people don't want to talk about how, like, yes, that was an easy way for a spike to happen. And they're trying to blame it on beaches and restaurants. But no, they're all doing social distancing. There was no social distancing going on at all during the riots and everything. And of course, I'm against riots, but yeah, it was everybody threw it all out the window, which is probably a good portion of people were like, no social distancing. I it doesn't take much. Anybody's an asshole that just was going to not wear a mask. And I told you I ran into one of those people right away. Yeah, last Saturday I told you, like, going outside after I just bought a mask, too, because I didn't have one.
Yeah, do you have your mask on you right now?
I was like, no, I have whatever. I can't wear a mask. I'm like, bullshit, man.
Do you have your mask on you?
No, I do not. It's in my car.
Okay, I was going to say. Because you want to go to Best Buy after this.
Yeah.
Got to have your mask, buddy.
Got my mask there, huh? Yeah, they're pretty much doing, I guess it's definitely spiked here in Ohio and Toledo. So they went to all masks, which is so funny that, like, when this is really bad, when it was the worst, nobody, you know, everybody was going to Walmart without masks. Mm-hmm. There was no mask enforcement at all. But it was funny how, like, no, you don't need to wear masks. Like, in fact, masks won't do anything. Like, doctors and stuff have worn masks from your, I think it's a common sense that you're not going to be spitting on someone. Like, that's the main, you know, that's how you get the virus, it seems like. And supposedly it's not living on, you know, the big thing was with how they talked about all these different objects and how it lived so long on those
surfaces. Yeah.
Surfaces. From what I understand, that's complete bullshit now.
Who knows?
They
we don't know anything.
Completely updated that. But, you know, they'll probably change that again a couple more times.
We don't know shit.
That's the thing, though. It's something new. But now, supposedly, they're getting the vaccine is around the corner. They've done some good. Of course, a lot of people I think are scared to take the vaccine. I was talking to somebody. I was like, "You gonna take that vaccine? I am not gonna take the vaccine."
There's always gonna be people that are skeptical.
It's just after all this shit. I mean, I think
you never know what's in that vaccine.
Just all the crazy news and just the misinformation, and they say one thing and then say other. Like, it's just been so crazy. Like, the amount of people that have come online saying they put down that my grandma died from COVID. She just died of old age. She did not have a COVID. Like, that happened repeatedly over and over. They're saying 50% chance you're a false negative when you come up positive. False positive, I'm sorry.
The thing that I guess has
just insane.
Become more common. It's just something that I've heard. But, like, if you test positive for it, it's been known to where they will automatically assume that you've been in contact with 10 other people. So they will do 10 people have tested positive based off of you testing positive, which is inflates the numbers
That's
even more.
That's ridiculous. Yeah, that something I've heard, too, is that they have been completely reporting the wrong amount of numbers, too.
Mm-hmm.
This is crazy. Just, I'm ready for life to go back to normal, man.
It'll never be normal, sir.
Movie.
It'll never be normal.
I think it will. It's going to take a little
while. How long?
It will take a while, but it will. I mean, we're all going to remember this, but this in the next 15 years, this is going to be a distant memory, you know? Like, I mean, this is, well, made me think 9/11. It's like you wouldn't think our lives would ever get back to normal. There's remnants of still 9/11, but we're back to normal for the most part. Mm-hmm. I mean, definitely, like, security, you know, you take your shoes
off. There's definitely things that have never changed
definitely
since
9/11,
though.
Definitely things that have changed right after that, and, you know.
Yeah.
And definitely with COVID, I think. I think to an extent there, even after the no mask, it's going to be like China in a way where, like, you still run across people wearing masks all the time just for their own health. That's an easy thing to witness.
Dude, it was weird. Like, the first time that I went grocery shopping this week. This is the first time that I went somewhere, like, public and where masks were, like, all known to be mandatory. And, like, walking into a grocery store, seeing every single person with a mask on their face was really weird to see.
Yeah.
It was very weird. It's going to be the new normal, man.
It is. It is. It is going to be for the foreseeable future. And I think, man, I'm definitely glad to hear it. You know, I'm a big cruiser, my family is, and it looks like a lot of the cruise ships are struggling, but Carnival did come out and say that they would be good for at least a year. I thought they even may have said 4 years, at least a year that I know of, probably much longer, to no revenue at all, and still they have enough finances to survive. So that's good to hear. So, which I definitely took advantage of when their stock plummeted and bought. I have 100 stock with them, and get like credit every time you go on a cruise. So that's
but it would plus. Make sense because they're not filling those ships with gas. They're not running them.
Right, but there's still a lot of costs to
sure for maintenance and things
they
like that.
They sold one ship. They did sell one ship.
How many ships do they have?
At least 15, I think.
Really? Damn, who would buy a cruise ship right now?
I think it sells for $1 million just to scrap it. I think that was what they take. Everything is reusable. And, which is kind of sad to think about, but I think it was Fantasy. I think Fantasy and...
So they all have specific names?
Huh?
They all have specific names?
Yeah. Carnival, Fantasy, Carnival, whatever, you know.
Are they all different?
Triumph, yeah. Yeah, in my family, we were supposed to go on the newest ship, and they're renamed after the first ever Carnival cruise ship. In New Orleans, Mardi Gras. So it's going to be called Carnival Mardi Gras after the original.
Gotcha.
And that's a funny story, too, with that first one. They literally, to pay for gas and fees and stuff, they took money out of the casino just to pay for that the first time they ever sailed. It was hilarious.
Wow.
Yeah. They started from very small, you know, not having a lot of money the first ship to now billions and billions of,
billions of dollars.
Really neat.
That's how it starts.
But it's definitely, you know, I feel for the people that, you know, because of 90%+ of everybody that works on the ship is from another country and they're able to support their family back home. You know, so they've definitely struggled, you know, probably had to go back home and try to find whatever job they can. And, I mean, the money they make, even though it's less than what you'd make in the States or whatever, it's still a decent living to send back home or whatever and support your family. And, I've definitely made some good friends and had a good time on the ship, and they make the you know, being on the ship fun too. So shout out to all the workers from cruises. What is it? 25. I hit 25 this year. 25 cruises plus. So, definitely something I enjoy doing. And my brother's at over 50. So it's definitely, man. You can't road trip for, especially when it opens back up and there's so many cheap cruises, which people can. There's a lot of good deals, which is nice that people are still booking. So that helps Carnival too. People are still booking the cruises.
That's good
for the future. And, you know, I mean, I think they'll give you back your money if you want, but really the best thing to do is just put it toward another cruise, because then a lot of times they'll give you credit, whatever, and more onboard credit, whatever. But I'm looking forward to that new ship. The new ship that we're going to be going on probably won't be till next year, of course. I think they pushed everything back to 2021. Has a roller coaster on it.
What?
It has a roller coaster that goes all the way around the ship on the top deck. Yep.
It just doesn't even make sense, man. That's a boat.
Isn't that crazy?
That's a boat.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. No one has her ass for her.
Did she fart on you again?
I I accidentally poked her, and so I was looking to see what she was doing. I don't smell anything. I'm safe right now.
You're good right
for
now.
You now. She's about to relearse the fury.
Mm-hmm.
She's probably giving you pink eye a couple times.
Me?
Yeah.
No. I couldn't even tell you the last
you
time I had pink eye.
You ever wake up the acid's just in your face?
No, never.
She is a good cuddler. She loves to be between the feet.
Mm-hmm.
That is her spot. She'd be like, what, cuddle? Yeah, you don't even need a space heater when she's around.
No, she's way too
warm. I remember,
like,
she warmed me up, and then I'd have to readjust my space heater.
It's way too hot.
And she would get too hot under there, too. But, yeah. Guys, thanks for listening. Episode 130. Man, crazy. We've been all over the place, as usual. Hope you guys learned some interesting facts. And we didn't bore you too much.
And bear with Seth as he tries to sign off.
I gotta sign off. Shit, bitch. Tyler, where can we find you?
Oh, I'll go first this time. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You can find me right in my apartment. That's where you can find me, and that is the only place that you... No, I'm just kidding. You can find me, TLons5, on Twitter and Instagram. Follow me on Instagram. I'm going to try to get some good photos. Hopefully I can get something tonight.
Yeah.
I know it'll be a challenge, but...
You have to throw up at least something.
See what I can get.
Get something up there.
Yeah. And check out our website, unscriptedbanter.com. Seth, where can we find you?
Yeah. Guys, as always, follow our Instagrams, unscriptedbanter. We also have our own personal ones, which he shouted out. And mine is Seth Ohms. Twitter is Seth Ohms. Guys, please, whatever you listen to us on, please subscribe. If you haven't, especially on iTunes, we love getting reviews from you guys. That's always good. Helps us out. You could leave us a little review. And, man, feel free to hit us up on in the DMs if you want us to talk about anything in particular or anything. Or maybe you could recommend a good guest for us. We'd love to. We're looking forward to getting some decent guests in the future. But guys, we love you.
My dog just ate
always.
Something.
Yeah, Nala just ate something random.
Did you drop something on the floor over there?
No, I didn't. I'm over here, Tyler. I've been sitting here for the last hour.
When you walked in, did you drop something over there? She just ate something. I don't know what it was.
That's her. She'll fucking find anything. There's a good chance it's a bug or she's just...
No, it crunched.
What the fuck,
dog? It crunched whatever she just ate.
What the fuck? Yeah, where's my keys?
Oh, fuck.
Tyler?
Nah, that's all we got for this one. Maybe there'll be another episode this week. I don't know. We'll kind of see. But if there's not, this was a good one to listen to.
This is a really good one.
Yeah, this was a good one to listen to. And this might be the only unscripted banter you get this week, but that's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, this is the podcast you can listen to and use that, throw up that meme, like, I feel extra smart, you know, because there's a little history in there today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Tyler definitely filled us in.
You learned
some of the stuff
today.
I said was a little bit, there's a little bit of conspiracy stuff in there, but definitely, I mean, China is not good, and we don't know how bad it is, but there definitely is camps where they hold people.
Sure.
Don't know how bad it is.
And mine is more and accurate what I was talking about.
And we do know that China is pushing into India last time we know, so it's a little scary. But keep Hong Kong in our prayers too, you know. But we're trying to protect them, do whatever we can to protect them. But yeah,
that's all we
history,
got.
History 101 right here on the podcast.
History 102. We're the second class.
Oh, hell yeah.
We graduated from 101.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so proud of us.
We are History 102, sir.
Woohoo!
We love you, fuckers. Have a great week.